This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, I feel like a new man today. New man. The voice is back. The energy is back. I'm back, baby. Feeling great. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, in the driver's seat, in the captain's seat, in the pilot seat, steering your ship to conservative victory. All right, so what's so great about today? Why am I in a good mood today? Well, in addition to the fact that I feel great. 5 years ago today, Donald Trump announced his historic run for president. And came down that escalator at Trump Tower 5 years ago today, June 16, 2015. Back then, I had no radio show local, I had no radio show national, had no TV show, had no newspaper column, none of the above 5 years ago today. And I saw Trump coming down that escalator, and I said, he's the next president of the United States. I was a regular opinion columnist for Fox News. Had some of the most read columns ever at Fox News, opinion section. And wrote the column that day, and it appeared the next day that you're looking at the next president of the United States. And that was when nobody else but me in the media's eye. I mean, obviously, every day I run into people who go, I knew the minute he came down the escalator he'd be president. Okay, you knew, and I love you. Thank God you knew. I'm glad you knew. But you didn't put your balls on the chopping block like I did. Because I would have lost my career if this guy had lost after all the times I said he was going to win. And I put my balls in the chopping block, and I said again and again, that's the winner. That's the next president of the United States. And people thought I was crazy. I made Fox News appearances where it was me and a guy on the left and a guy on the right. Three guys on camera. The other two from Washington, D.C., Wayne Root from Vegas, and those two D.C. geniuses both said Trump was going to go down to a landslide defeat and take the House and the Senate with him. That was a year later in 2016. That was just a month before the election. I did that interview. But all I could tell you is I shocked the nation. I was better than all of them, and no one ever gave me credit, because that's the way it is. The media gets everything wrong. Wall Street gets everything wrong. Goldman Sachs gets everything wrong. All the experts get everything wrong. And then a guy like me, who's the outsider, gets everything right. Not one person compliments you, and not one person says thank you. And not one person points out that they were wrong and you were right. And I bring all this up because it's about to happen again, as sure as I'm standing here. I mean, Trump has an event in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Saturday. Tulsa, Oklahoma. I don't mean to sound condescending. I'm a New Yorker, so to me, Tulsa, Oklahoma is in the middle of nowhere. I'm sure there's very nice people that live in Tulsa, and I know the state of Oklahoma has 4 million people, and thank God they're all conservative Republicans, a very conservative state. But it's just, to me, Tulsa, Oklahoma, how could you have 100,000 people at an event in Tulsa, Oklahoma? Well, they don't have 100,000 people. They have 1 million. 1 million people have signed up to attend Trump's event in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Only 20,000 can get in. 1 million. That's 1/4 of the people in the state of Oklahoma. There's 4 million people in the state. 1 million are coming to the event or want to come to the event. Maybe they are coming to the event. You know, maybe the event will have hundreds of thousands of people on all sides of the arena, outside, in addition to the 20,000 inside. This is exactly what happened in 2015 and 16. While the media was deluding themselves with fake news polls that were oversampling Democrats, and on top of that, quite a few Republicans and Trump backers were just laughing at the media and laughing at the pollsters and never answering their phone or giving wrong information on the phone. So they looked even worse. Trump people don't admit they're Trump people. Well, fast forward to today, it's 50 times worse. I could give you 50 examples in the last week of people who have done nothing wrong and they've lost their job. They've lost their media job. They've lost their sports job. They're threatened with losing their head coach job at a college or an NFL team. They could have lost their quarterback job, Drew Brees, if they don't genuflect and get on their knees to Black Lives Matter. The entire nation is scared of Black Lives Matter. The businessmen are all scared. Black Lives Matter. Pour it up the front door. What's the first thing every businessman in America does when he hears Black Lives Matter is coming? Get the wood. Get the guys who put up the wood. Get the nail guns. Put up the wood. Gee, that's a positive thing. What are you doing here? Wayne Root's coming. I don't know. Let's do a business deal. Let's go to dinner. What are you doing here? Wayne Root's putting a pro-police rally together. Let's wave an American flag. What do you do when Black Lives Matter and Antifa's coming? Get the wood. Get the nail gun. Get the hammer. Get the nails. Quick. Board up the front doors. Rioting's coming. Looting's coming. Burning's coming. Is that a positive? The nation is so scared of telling the truth about what they really think that everybody is quiet, just like in 16, except it's much worse now. Nobody knew they'd lose their job in 16 if they said they were for Trump. Now you lose your job, your career. So everywhere I go, people go, I'm with you. Everyone's with me. It's the silent majority. But the loud mouths you hear talking, oh, I hate Trump. Trump's a racist. Trump's a Nazi. Trump caused coronavirus. Trump let us all die. 100,000 dead because of Trump. The police are all bad. Kill the police. Kill the pigs. Those people are a minority of America with big freaking mouths. They mean nothing. They're hot air. They got nothing. They're not going to win anything. Why do you think a million people have shown up in Tulsa? Trump's the winner. These people are losers. They got nothing but their big mouths and hot air. So we're going to shock the world again. And Trump's going to win again, and it's going to be electoral landslide. The only guy who saw it was Wayne Root. Because just like that, I knew it. I'm with you. Everybody who sees me, I'm with you. Yes, Wayne. Every waiter, every maitre d', every police officer, everybody that meets and sees Wayne Root immediately whispers, I'm with you. And of course they're with me. But they can't say it out loud because their boss would fire them. Their liberal co-workers would fire them. But they're all with me. And they're all with Trump. Polls are all BS. You have no idea how hard it is not to curse on radio right now. You have no idea. Every day I show up thinking, please don't say the F word. Please don't say the S word. Because there's no other way to tell you how angry I am at the BS that's going on. The lies going on. And the terrible people at the top who are afraid of their own shadow. Every police chief. Frauds. But all the policemen love them. It's the same thing everywhere. All the unions. Everyone at the top of every union. Liberal. Culinary union in Las Vegas. Frauds. Liberals. Liars. Bernie Sanders. Communists. Hate America. But the workers. Lots of them for Trump. Same thing everywhere. The bosses are all against Trump. The people are all for Trump. Guess what? You don't outnumber us. We outnumber you. And by the way, retail sales soar 17.7% in the month of May. The biggest jump ever, month to month. Why do you think it's the biggest jump ever in retail sales and the biggest jump ever in jobs? 2.5 million in May. 2.5 million. Why? Why? Same reason that Wayne Root. You know, I've never been sick a day in my life, but I seem to get kidney stones. And so I got kidney stones a month ago, and I had to have kidney stone surgery, and it was a real surgery. I went to a hospital, they put me under, they wanted to charge $33,000. That's a real surgery, right? I had a doctor, anesthesiologist, nurses, doctor's assistants, there were like 12 people in the room. And all I could tell you is it was a real surgery, and I got better in 3 days. In 3 days, I was 90%, in 4 days, I was 95%, in 5 days, I was 100%. Doctors never see anything like it. Why? Because I started out with a base of health. Because when you don't drink your whole life, don't smoke your whole life, don't do a drug your whole life, don't really take any prescription drugs your whole life, don't drink soda, don't drink coffee, pop 100 vitamin pills a day and work out an hour every day, and eat a gluten-free, healthy diet, mostly organic. When that's your life, that's your foundation, even if you do get sick, you're going to recover in record time. Why do you think the economy just recovered? Because Trump was president, and he built the greatest economy, one of the great economies of all time, and the best in the last 50 years since Reagan. And so even when things went bad, it all went in the crapper, not because he did anything wrong. Nothing ever bad happened to Trump's economy, ever, not for one day. We just got COVID-19 and locked down the economy. And now we're coming out of it so fast. How could we be setting these records? Because you started out so healthy. In the first place. Now compare that. If Obama was president, we had COVID, we'd all be dead. First of all, we'd have never gotten out of lockdown. Can you imagine? If if Obama's president, it's an 18-month lockdown. The entire nation's out of business, and every businessman and every businesswoman in America is bankrupt. And we actually have Cuba or Venezuela. We're all starving and we're all dumpster diving. So that's number one. And number two, if Obama was president, even if you got out of it in 3 months, which you wouldn't have, but if you did, the economy would be, it's already in bad shape. I'm not saying the economy is in good shape. I'm just saying we're making a bit of a V-shaped comeback. There'd be no comeback under Obama because we started out in such bad shape. And for those liberals disagreeing right now, oh, Obama's economy was great. You're all delusional morons. Obama's stock market was great. And the only reason it was great is because it was all fixed. It was a rigged game. The worse the economy was and the worse the announcements were and the more jobs lost and the worse the GDP was, the worse the economic disaster announcements came out of his administration every day, the more the market went up because they realized bad news means interest rates stay at zero forever and the Fed just keeps throwing money at the stock market and we all get rich. So no matter how bad it was, the market went up. But separate from that, it was the worst economy since the Great Depression and the worst economic recovery in 80 years. So in the middle of that, if you have COVID-19, we're all dead. It's all over. America's done. We're all bankrupt. I don't think anybody appreciates that. Also found out today, U.S. manufacturing rebound was better than expected in May. Almost every form of manufacturing went up. Thank God. When we get back, I'll talk about Seattle, or the town formerly known as Seattle. Now it's Chaz, now it's Chot, I don't know, Chop, I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know what the hell it is. It's CHOP, C-H-O-P, Capitol Hill Organized Protest, CHOP. It's got a new name every day. I'd like to call it Sayonara, Adios. I want Trump to go in and wipe it clean. Put him all in Guantanamo, put him on trial for terrorism, send him to jail for life. When we get back, I'll tell you what's happening. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. These guys always come through for me. Liberty isn't health insurance, it's better. It is Christian Healthcare Sharing Ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Can you imagine when I look at my bank account, there's an extra $72,000 because I use Liberty HealthShare. Like I said, it's not health insurance, it's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and you will get VIP treatment. You don't realize how bad it is out there. You don't realize how bad it is. NBC News reporter is turning in conservative websites to Google for them to ban from their ad network. And they just banned, by the way, one of my favorite sites in the world. Zero Hedge. That's the name I'm looking for in my mind here. Zero Hedge. They banned Zero Hedge from making any money at all. They can't use them to make money anymore. NBC News just written a story explaining how Google banned two conservative websites from their ad revenue network after NBC News verification unit reported them to Google. The two sites are The Federalist and Zero Hedge. It's an absolute joke. Some British organization that's like a hate organization, meaning liberal hate, but they act like they're the moderator who determines who's the hater, and whoever's conservative is the hater. And they announced to Google, you can't let these guys make money. They're a hate organization. Well, the one announcing it is the hate organization. It's the Center for Countering Digital Hate. Isn't that perfect? Liberals, they all learn from Saul Alinsky. Whatever you are, blame the other guy. They're a liberal hate group, so they accuse us of being hate. They found 10 U.S.-based websites have published racist articles about Black Lives Matter and projected that the websites would make millions of dollars through Google ads, so Google blocked the Federalist from its advertising platform. Zero Hedge had already been demonetized. All because this British organization says the Federalist and Zero Hedge are writing racist articles. Can you imagine? Racism is in the eye of the beholder. If I say to you, my God, there's a Black Lives Matter rally, and some of them are peaceful, that's great. I'm on their side, I'm with them. And that cop, oh man, he killed that poor black guy. Now, did anything I just say sound racist? No. But my next sentence is, wait a minute, in response to that, rioting, looting, burning, this is a nightmare, this is a joke. Did you know that a white policeman is 18 times more likely to be murdered by a black criminal than a black criminal is to be murdered by a white policeman? Not even murdered, shot by a white policeman is what the word I want to use. Very few black criminals are ever murdered by a white policeman, shot by a white policeman. I think it's 18 or 19 and a half times more likely for the white policeman to be shot. So if I just report that statistic, I am now a racist. Just like I think it was Facebook who banned me for a week, a week I was banned, or maybe it was 10 days I was banned. And I was banned because I put out a post that said, I'm going to paraphrase because I can't remember the exact words, but it basically said, I remember Mexico was mad at the United States because a Mexican citizen had been killed in the United States. And they were getting ready to, like, put some sort of a, you know, negative sanction on us. And I laughed, and I said in my tweet, so, okay, one Mexican just got killed in America, and they're saying America is unsafe for Mexicans, but they're not mentioning that 3,000 Americans a year are killed by illegal aliens. Murdered by illegal aliens. Fact. And for putting that fact, they said, what you did was offensive and racist, and you're banned for 10 days. And that's exactly what just happened to Zero Hedge and the Federalist. Any fact that liberals don't like is immediately called racist. And now they demonetize you so you can't make money anymore. So overnight, you have a site that makes $10 million a year, and it goes to zero. Zero. You have no idea what liberals are doing to us every single day. Look at the guy who was one of the top executives at Google that quit and announced to the world that Google fixed the 2018 election. That they made sure that millions and millions of people only saw negative messages about Trump and the Republican Party and the Republican Congress, and millions of people only saw positive messages about the Democrat candidates. And he said Google manipulated the election and Democrats won and took the House. They still didn't get the Senate, but they took the House. And the media did play it. You don't probably don't even know about it. We get back, James Hurston coming up next, Hollywood.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is going into the details regarding a new executive order on police reforms.
I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities.
The president, hosting an event at the Rose Garden, also says he feels sorry for the victims of police violence and their families.
To all of the hurting families, I want you to know that all Americans mourn by your side. Your loved ones will not have died in vain.
Retail sales increased 18% in May, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The news comes as states begin to slowly and safely reopen their economy. Now, economists had predicted sales would rise by 7.4%. Investors on Wall Street happy with that news as the Dow closed up 527 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right,
Wayne on the Roots, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne on the Root, the Warrior here. The show is Wayne on the Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Only show of its kind. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I'm an SOB, son of a bitch, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip. Chris is laughing. Shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly and take no prisoners. See, there's no script. I just say it. Son of a butcher. I said it a little differently than I should have said it, but son of a butcher. Okay, we've got James Herson with us, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment, and media. Notice that, see, Andrew Paul is with it, man. He changed it. Entertainment and media. I told you last time, expertise, entertainment, and Hollywood. Now it's entertainment and media. Website, jamesherson.com. We have upgraded you, James Herson. You're the media expert.
All right, thank you, Darut. Yeah,
you remember that song? When I used to play high school football, they used to literally rock the bus on the way to games. And it would say, "The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire." I don't remember whose song that was, but I know they eventually changed it. I had a good play in a game once, you know, and I sacked the quarterback and the ball went loose. And somebody ran it for a touchdown on the way home. They changed it to "The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire." So ever since then, I've used that on the show. It came to my mind. I started using it on the show.
I did not know you played football.
Rock Master Scott. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
Rock Master? Okay.
Rock Master Scott. So let's talk about a couple things. First of all, let's start with Seattle, which is the craziest thing I've ever seen. They're calling it a new country, Chaz. Then they changed the name. Now it's Chot, right? Capitol Hill, something, I don't know, Chot. And who does it belong to? It doesn't belong to the people of Seattle. It doesn't belong to the governor of Seattle. It doesn't belong to the state of Washington. It belongs to Antifa extremists. This is insanity. What's going on there, James?
Yeah, I mean, the right word is insanity. Of course, the taxpayers pay for the common areas of the city, and the elected officials, namely the governor and the mayor, are responsible for making sure that the individuals that live in this area now, it was six blocks, now it's three blocks of land, are free to come and go and to live under the duly passed laws of their jurisdiction in the United States of America. But we have in office people that are beyond belief. The governor of Washington actually pretended that he didn't know that the largest city, the capital of his state, had this occupied territory within it that every single media outlet in the world was covering. And, you know, I mean, nobody believes him. And then, of course, later he said on Twitter, "I'm busy. I'm dealing with COVID and fighting
racism." I didn't even know that's what he said. I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
And so this guy, and he refuses to do his duty. And then, of course, we have this mayor of Seattle. Seattle's had a series of loser mayors. It's amazing that they elected this Jenny Durkin. She likened what's happening there on a television appearance to a block party, and when asked by Chris Cuomo how long will this last, she said, "Well, it may be a summer of love," kind of referring to the 1960s. And we know that there are people now, I mean, there have been people, self-proclaimed warlords and self-proclaimed armed guards, walking around with the kind of rifles that Dianne Feinstein rails about. Military-style, military-looking rifles, and a guy was on video handing out AR-15s to people that looked like teenagers that didn't even know how to hold them. And so this is, it's a danger, and the police chief said it's a danger, and it's making it difficult for the police to respond to ordinary crimes. And the city's provided trash pickup, porta-potties, is babying this assembled mob, and now they've built concrete walls for Chaz Chop.
The city did, yeah. Right? That was their negotiation. They gave in.
This is an embarrassment to the state of Washington, and to all of us in America, because the whole world is watching this. And I know it's an election year, and I know that, you know, the president is patient, but one of the biggest canards legally is that you hear these people, and you even hear military people claiming that it would be a travesty if this president actually used the military. Well, guess what? When you cordon off a portion of a free part of the United States of America and declare yourself sovereign, that is the definition of insurrection. We have something called the Insurrection Act. It was passed in 1807, and we've had 13 presidents exercise this. We've had it exercised 13 times. Actually, John F. Kennedy did it 4 times. Lyndon Johnson did it 4 times. Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower did it. And George Bush, the last time it was done in 1992, was in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles riots. And it was, so the military was sent in, and President Trump can do that. I think as he watches Chaz Chop shrink, he's maybe hoping that it'll shrivel into nothing. And it's embarrassing, of course, to the local politicians. It makes them look inept and weak. But there's a point they're afraid that Trump will send in the military, and that's why they've really toned down a lot of the violent rioting that was there, you know, in the beginning. But the fact is, he has the power to do it. And this is our land. It is not Chaz Chop's land. And so I there's a lot of ways to view it. But at some point, if it's true that they're shaking people down and they're committing crimes, I think we got to let the military do their job, since the mayor and the governor won't, and the president is justified and maybe should go in there and clean them out.
Yeah, you know, I put out a commentary a couple of days ago, and I gave an idea that a lot of people said they really liked, and I said, just send the U.S. military in. I'm not sure about, you know, legal issues about military, whether you can send in the U.S. Marines or whether you just have to settle for the National Guard, because you can't send in army and military into United States territory. I'm not sure what can allow you to do that or not, but it isn't controversial to send in the National Guard. So surround them with National Guard tanks. Bring in the Army Corps of Engineers, though, to peaceably build a wall all around the autonomous zone, put barbed wire at the top, cut off electricity, cut off gas, cut off water, cut off sewer, and then just stand there and wait and watch them all come out in 4 days, because they have no water, they have no electricity, they have no sewer, they can't go to the bathroom. Their life's a disaster, and they'll all come out, their little dancing and their little aqua end, and when they come out, you arrest them, put them on a plane to Guantanamo, put them on trial for terrorism, and send them to jail for the rest of their lives. That's my way of handling this, without it turning into another WICO, right? Without killing anybody, just wait them out, let them come out with their hands up.
Well, you know, that's a bona fide military strategy. We call it a blockade, and it's used all, you know, it's been used through history. And yeah, that's a possible option, to blockade them. The only problem is there's innocent citizens trapped in there.
Right. Well, that is the answer. Yes. That is the answer. Not just innocent citizens. How about property owners? I mean, America is supposed to honor property rights. Right. You own apartment buildings, and you own office buildings, and you own your business, and suddenly they've taken over, and you can't get in or out. It's terrible. It's awful.
No,
that's,
in America,
that's the reason you should go in.
America has stopped honoring property rights all across this country, because people that were arrested for the destruction of property and stealing of property were virtually all let go in mass.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Including those that defaced houses of worship. I don't know whether they ever caught him, but can you imagine this? People actually defaced the tomb of the unknown soldier.
Well, wait. Worse than that. Well, worse than that. They're defacing abolitionists and the people who were openly anti-slavery at a time where they literally could have lost their careers or been killed for being anti-slavery. These were the heroes that told everyone how terrible slavery was, and they're defacing their statues and ripping off the heads of their statues. But I guess because they're still white men and they represent a country to them is an unjust country with no social justice. I don't even know what the reason is. I'm assuming that's their reasoning, because how could you be against the white man who fought slavery? Makes no sense.
Well, there's an ignorant approach to tearing down all statues. You know, the mayor of Boston is advocating for the removal of the Lincoln statue. Yeah, and you know, he's the ultimate abolitionist.
James, am I wrong? Did Lincoln free the slaves? Wouldn't black people like Lincoln? Am I missing something?
Yes. But, yeah, it's amazing. These people are mindless. But the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier has nothing to do with race. There is no statue there.
Right. No, but they hate the military. They hate the military.
Who died. That's right.
They hate the military. But think about this. I'm a Jew, right? So who freed the Jewish slaves? Moses led them out of slavery, right? So that would be like if there was a statue of Moses and I'm a Jew and I said, gotta go. Rip his head off. Gotta go. Moses is evil. Why is he evil? He led you out of slavery. Why is he evil? I don't know. Why do they think Lincoln's evil? Why do they think abolitionists are evil? These are the most ignorant people the world has ever known. I don't know what else to say. When we get back, there's so much more to talk about with James Hurston. Howard Stern, I want to get to that. One of the guys I loved in my childhood. He's got problems of his own now. Wayne Allyn with James Hurston. Coming back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, sponsor of this segment is the MAGA Mall. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk, I'm sad to say. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. I got a cool black one with stars and stripes and the presidential seal and the president's signature. Really cool. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. These are Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. So even though it's Chevrolet prices, get another 10% off by saying WAR10. WAR10 at checkout for Wayne Allen Root. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, mall, M-A-L-L, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. We're back with James Hurston, our good friend, who is a media and entertainment expert. Website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. Hey, James, welcome back.
Great to continue our conversation.
I used to be a big Howard Stern fan because he said, you know, kind of like me on the radio, I'm a lot like Stern. I say whatever comes to mind within reason on regular, you know, radio, not on, I'm not on Sirius. I can't use curse words and I can't say things too, you know, X-rated. But pretty much I go as far as you could go on regular radio. And I learned that as a kid. Growing up, I listened to Howard Stern in New York. And I was a big fan of his. And I just don't like where he's gone in life. He's now a big Democrat, a big liberal. He hates Trump, talks about how terrible Trump is. And I just think people who live in glass houses should not throw stones. All of a sudden, he's in a lot of trouble. Mr. Liberal is in trouble for doing racist things. Tell everyone about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you live by the woke rules, you die by the woke rules. Howard Stern, who went Hollywood, got to be a judge on a reality show, started changing when he hung out with Hollywood people.
And his new wife.
Became, and a new wife, of course, and has been, got politically correct. And he was known for the most politically incorrect stuff. As a matter of fact, the Howard Stern show today is an example of constant sexual harassment. I mean, if you go back and think of the, what he did to female guests, he's always asking them what their bra size is and how often they did it.
Oh, and he always had porn stars on, always. Porn stars, always asking about their sex life, yeah.
But even when he had on celebrity guests, you know. And so he has videotapes of things that he's done, and one in particular surfaced, and this is the cancel culture coming after Howard, because Howard was seen in blackface, which is a terrible thing, and he was using the N-word, and he was basically trying to talk in a... He's not very good at talking like a black person, but he was trying to. And what it was, he was actually skewering a blackface performance of Ted Danson, and when Ted Danson was dating Whoopi Goldberg. So, and Sherman Hemsley was on this thing. But, you know, now the social media is coming after Howard based on this. And we now live in this hypersensitive world where people are losing their careers because they have the nerve to criticize the BLM organization. They bring up, you know, how it's funded, that there are far left-wing organizations funding it, how its website advocates murder and advocates the overthrow of the government, things like that. That if you just say that, as a college professor, or you say that in a certain portions of the media, you're gone. And so Howard has to live by that, and it's possible that Howard will suffer over this. And he didn't really apologize. He responded. He said he was effing crazy in his language, and he doesn't want to watch those old shows. And he's saying... He grew. He changed. I don't know. I haven't listened to his Sirius FM show, but I have a feeling it's pretty much the same old Howard Stern.
Yeah. I mean, same with me. Ditto. I listened to him as a kid growing up all the time, driving, you know, to and from work in Westchester County into New York City. So I would listen to him on my radio as I commuted, but literally for the last 25 years, I haven't listened to Howard Stern one single time. And I've got Sirius Radio, but I never listen to Howard Stern. You know, I listen to conservative talk, and I listen to some of the music I like, but I have not listened to Stern. But, you know, people live in glass houses, shouldn't throw stones. Normally, I'd feel bad, and I'd be defending Howard Stern. But if he's going to be very anti-Trump, then screw him. Let him go. Fire him. I don't care. Screw him. I just can't stand these guys. They just all hate Trump. They have Trump derangement syndrome, and they're also kissing Hollywood's ass. So this isn't because they even believe what they're saying. It's because he likes his blonde wife, who's a big Hollywood liberal, so he just says whatever makes her happy. All right, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, our expert for entertainment and media, law professor, website jameshurston.com. James, have yourself a great week.
All right, you too.
All right, coming up next, Bill O'Reilly. I've got Bill O'Reilly as my guest. Remember from my old Newsmax days, Bill was my partner on TV. We opened the show twice a week together. We got Bill coming up right now at the top of the hour, coming up in about 6 minutes. It's Bill O'Reilly time with Wayne Allyn Root.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.